All right, that's a lot better. First of all, I want to thank the pastor for this morning's message. It really dovetails nicely into what the pastor preached this morning. I'll be looking at 1 Peter 1, chapter 1, verses 17 through 21. And Peter is talking about holiness, the ability that we have in Christ to be holy, and Peter walks us through that. So what I want to look at tonight is really three things I see in this passage, and that is the walk, the price, and the assurance of that living hope. So if you'll bow your heads with me for just a minute, we'll have a little word of prayer, and then we'll go on. Father, we thank you this evening. Thank you for who you are. Father, as we stand here before the people, Father, we pray that you'll be lifted up, that you'll be honored in glory, and much will be made of you and little of us. For Father, we know that you are our hope. You're our future. You're our day-to-day. You're our life. And we just praise you and ask this in Jesus' name. And amen. If you'll turn to 1 Peter 1, 17. This past Christmas, my wife decided that she wanted to do a DNA test to find out where we come from, who we were. Oh, I know who mom and dad are, so I surely know where I come from. So we sent off to 23andMe.com and got DNA test. Guess what I am? Italian, Russian, German, Scottish, English, and from the Middle East. And I said, wow, I didn't know who I was. So it was very interesting, and Peter kind of touches a little bit on this here. If you look at 17, he says, since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in a reverent fear. Do you know, as a Christian, a walking, breathing, living child of God, that when you stand in judgment before him, you will not be compared to any other Christian that walked on the face of the earth? You're unique. And he'll judge you unique according to his word and his son. You won't be able to stand up there like my kids did when they were little and said, it's his fault. No, it's her fault. I live this way. And God's going to say, it's you. You have the ability, and you'll be judged as an individual person. So the holiness that you live in this life is up to you. But is it really? Because God enables it. So let's look here just a little bit farther. As we talk about the walk of it, you are unique, but you're here and you live here in what's called reverent fear. Solomon tells us in the book of Proverbs, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, right? The fear of God. But it's a reverent fear. Now, everyone's dad, at one time or another, has come down on you as a father, hasn't he? Had to punish you, had to raise you right, had to teach you. My dad is 77 years old, and I've been through some sickness over the last several months. And he got on me the other day and said, you wouldn't lie to me, would you? I said, Dad, I fear you. I would never lie to you. Now, that's a reverent type of fear, a respect. And what Peter is saying here is you live your life with the reverent fear of God, knowing that you stand naked before God. David says, if I go to the highest mountain, you're there. I go to the deepest sea, you're there. Everything in your life is bare before God, bare before Christ. You can't hide anything from him. He knows your intentions, your thoughts, and those are the things that he measures. If you look at the Sermon on the Mount, it's not only the action, but it's the intent behind the action that God looks at. So he sees us inside of us, knows our very intent of everything that we do, the very thought of everything that we're going to do, and the reasons behind it. So live in that reverent fear, Peter says. Secondly, if we look at verses 20 through 21, we'll see the assurance of that living hope. So if we look at that real quick. I've done skipped over something. If you're not, it was not with perishable things. First, the second thing we want to look at is we want to look at the price of that hope. I apologize. If you're not, you were not redeemed with perishable things, such as silver or gold. You were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors. So if we look at this, 18 and 19 is the price of that hope. Earthly value can't apply for what Christ has given us. You can have all the money in the world, the silver, the gold, and all those things, and yet that price that Christ paid was far deeper, far more precious than any money could afford to buy. You can't buy your way to heaven. You can't buy your holiness. It was redeemed with something much more precious. He tells us also, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but handed down from your ancestors. I apologize. I'm back in verse 18. Your life that you lived, Homer touched on this a little bit also, but the life that you lived, the foolishness that you lived in this life, I don't know about you guys, but I've got plenty of foolishness. You can look from a young age on through, and I've had plenty of foolishness in this life. Stuff that you chased, corporate ladders that you tried to climb, and different things. But God is saying to set those things aside. Set the foolishness aside. Set the ways that your forefathers handed down to you aside. Holiness has nothing to do with those things. Holiness is by itself walking in a godly light. Not of this world, not of your family, not of forefathers before you that gave you this. And here to me, the most important thing, and it's what everything hinges on in this passage. Everything hinges on that Peter's talking about. The pastor talked about grace this morning. But if you look at verse 19, it says, but you've had all this foolishness in your life. You've walked away from it. You've had all these things that you've dealt with in life. And here he says, but it was not redeemed with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Folks, we have grace and praise God, but we also have the blood of Christ. When we understand what the blood of Christ is and the power that it has in our lives to form change in us or to allow us to walk a life that's holy, the blood of Christ, number one, redeemed you. Number two, saves you from the power of sin every day in your life. And number three, it will eventually save you from the presence of sin and glorification. Three parts of salvation. Salvation, sanctification, glorification. All three parts, the power of the blood enables you to do. You remember the old song, there's power in the blood? You remember that song? Folks, when you understand the blood of Christ, you understand the power that it brings forth in your life and the abilities that it brings forth in your life, it helps you to start to walk that holy walk that God and Peter here is talking about. The holiness. You or I, neither one, have the ability to walk out here and make sound choices and say, I'm going to walk a godly path on my own way. I'm going to do what's right in my own way. You're setting yourself up for failure. There's one way to walk a holy life, and that is through the power of Jesus Christ, through grace and through the power of His blood. There's no other way. He enables you to do what's right. He enables you to bring glory to Himself through that walk. Now, if we finish this up now, and I'm finally on the right verse, the assurance of that living hope, number one, if we look at verse 20, Christ was chosen before the foundations of the world. He was chosen to be Savior. He was chosen to be the one that bled upon the cross. He was chosen to be that. And we see here something really kind of unique in richness here in Peter. But you see the actions of the Holy Spirit. You see the actions of God the Son. And you see actions of God the Father. You see all three, which is really a precious treatment of His Word. But through Him you believe in God. Through Jesus Christ, and the Lord said this Himself, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. Correct? This is how we see God. We see Him through the act of His Son. We see Him through His Son, and His life recorded in the Gospels for us. And this is God the Father that He's modeling. He said, if you believed in Me, in God, who raised Him from the dead and glorified Him, and so your faith and hope are in God. God the Father. Folks, when God raised him from the dead, when he pulled him out of that grave on Resurrection Day, he put a stamp of approval on his life. This is my son, who I'm very proud of. That stamp of approval. That stamp of approval and resurrection are the reason you and I today have that hope and can live the life that Peter is calling us to live here now. That hope, that blessed hope or blessed assurance, knowing that that day is coming. As Homer would say, that great day is coming. Now, if we look at all this, we got to ask ourselves a question. Are we walking worthy of the calling? It's a question everybody has to ask themselves. Is the walk I have at work, the walk I have at home, the walk I have with my wife and my husband, are we walking worthy of our calling? Are we walking holy? And God's the only one between us and him that we can talk to and pray to and ask God to help us. Because each and every one of us falls short. That's a promise. Everyone falls short. But there are places in our lives that God wants to grow us. And he wants to help us to be more of a light in this world. So let's look at just a couple practical applications. First of all, understand we are unique in God's eyes. We're created for his glory. And we'll be judged independently from any other person that we walked on the face of this earth with. You're unique. God told me today, he said, you know how you sneak up on a squirrel? You sneak up on him. So you're kind of unique. So remember that. Second thing is understand the power of the blood in redemption, sanctification, and glorification. Folks, we have something precious there. I read a book by Andrew Murray, and it's about the blood all the way from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation. Everywhere the word the blood is mentioned, he goes through and explains the power that that brings to the Christian and the hope that it has through that. Remember, the blood of Christ is precious. We walk every day. Homer talked about being sprinkled in the blood. This goes all the way back to Sinai when Moses sprinkled the children in the blood. So are we sprinkled in that blood. If you really could see yourself spiritually, you're covered in the blood of Christ. And praise God for that blood. Third application, and this is more of a statement, but it's something that's very important. We know the Father because of him. Because of the Son, we know the Father. And I praise God every day that I'm able to speak to him and thank him for all that he's done for me. Remember to thank him. Remember to praise him. God bless you.